From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A makeshift explosive device blew up in London early Friday on a packed rush hour commuter train, injuring at least 29 people in what police call a terrorist attack. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
United States strongly condemns the cowardly terrorist attack in London today that targeted innocent civilians during their commute on the subway. We are grateful that no one was killed in this horrific incident, and our thoughts and prayers are with those injured, and we wish them a speedy and full recovery.
The blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year, and UK officials have raised the country's terrorism threat level to critical, meaning another attack is expected shortly. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said North Korea will be front and center when Donald Trump attends his first annual meeting of the United Nations General Assembly as president. Haley said diplomacy was preferred with North Korea, but...
You know, there's not a whole lot the Security Council is going to be able to do from here when you've cut 90% of the trade and 30% of the oil. So having said that, I have no problem kicking it to General Mattis because I think he has plenty of options.
North Korea fired a missile Friday over Japan, which has further raised alarm globally over Pyongyang's developing nuclear and missile programs. Spain's central authorities have increased their control over Catalonia's regional spending to make sure that no funds are diverted to paying for a suspended independence referendum. The government is also giving Catalonian officials 48 hours to comply with a new system that scrutinizes public payments in order to guarantee that not one euro will go towards financing illegal acts. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns the displacement crisis in Central African Republic has reached record levels and is the worst since conflict erupted there in 2013. Lisa Schlein has the story from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UNHCR reports the total number of people displaced by conflict in Central African Republic now stands at more than 1.1 million. This includes more than 500,000 who fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge and another 600,000 who are internally displaced. Refugees had been returning to CAR gradually since the end of last year as peace efforts began to pay off. But the UNHCR says all this came to a halt in mid-May. That is when fierce clashes erupted among armed groups, leading to a new wave of displacement. Increased insecurity in the country is preventing aid agencies from assessing the full extent of damage or displacement from the recent violence. The presence of armed groups also has delayed or blocked some planned deliveries of humanitarian aid by air. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. space agency NASA has received the final signal from its Cassini spacecraft on Friday. Nathan Frandino reports.
Call loss of signal at 115546 for the S-band, so that would be the end of the spacecraft.
And just like that, NASA's Cassini spacecraft was gone, losing contact as it plunged into Saturn's atmosphere and ending a mission that's lasted 13 years. Cassini launched in 1997. It took 7 years to reach the ringed planet, and once it arrived, the spacecraft got straight to work. Over 13 years, discovering seasonal changes on Saturn, ice plumes spouting from the moon Enceladus, and identifying a resemblance to a primordial Earth on the moon Titan. Cassini's final transmissions are expected to include unprecedented data from Saturn's upper atmosphere, one last set of discoveries from a groundbreaking mission.
Reporter Nathan Frandino. Nigeria's military named the indigenous people of Biafra a terrorist organization. It's a movement that 50 years ago tried to create a state for the Igbo people. The declaration comes amid rising calls for secession in the southeast and reports of recent clashes between supporters and security forces. Turkey, Russia, and Iran agreed Friday to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. The three nations also agreed to set up a coordination center to monitor the implementation of other de-escalation zones around Syria during the latest round of peace talks in Astana. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.